dark days. And how relevant that is to us just at this time. It is true to say the days in which we live are very dark days. They're very dark days spiritually. They're very dark days morally. There is wickedness that is all around us. And the sad reality is that that wickedness is increasing. It's reaching new levels. In fact, it would be true to say that it's reaching unprecedented levels. And in addition to that, there's not the same interest in the things of God. How sad that is. Not the same interest in our land that once there was in the Word of God. So it's true, brethren and sisters, we're living in very dark days. And the reality is, the days will get darker still. As the end of the age approaches, the Word of God has made that clear, revealed that to us. Paul said that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Think as well of the words of the Saviour. He declared, "When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" So the indication of those words of Christ's are that the cause of God will be almost extinguished whenever the Lord Jesus returns again the second time. So the days are going to get darker. We live in dark days. But what I want you to realize for your encouragement tonight is we're not the first generation of Christians to live in such dark times. I want you to think for a moment or two tonight of Enoch, the man of God, and think especially of the times in which he lived, the times in which Enoch labored. And it would have to be described as one of the darkest periods in the history of this world. Enoch lived in the centuries that preceded the flood. Remember that those times are described in the Bible as times when every imagination of the thoughts of men's hearts was only evil continually. And if you look carefully at verse 15 of the book of Jude, you will see that fact very clearly brought out. You'll see that the times in which Enoch lived are described as ungodly times. And that word is repeated over in the verse. In fact, it's repeated not just twice, but four times in all. Look again at the verse, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So four times over, the word ungodly is used to describe the times in which Enoch lived. Ungodly is the idea of being unlike God. So we're left in no doubt, brethren and sisters, it was an ungodly day, an ungodly generation. But here's the great encouragement for us tonight. In that dark day, Enoch's life stands out because he faithfully lived for God at such a difficult time. So I want you to see there's great encouragement for us in these verses that are before us. We learn from Enoch, and we learn from him this great lesson, how to live for God in dark days. So I want us to think of that, answer that question for you just quickly for a few minutes. Think first of all of his walk. Twice in Genesis 5, the short passage we read, twice in those few verses we are told of Enoch, he walked with God. Remember, there's only two men in all the Bible, only two, that are honored with that description. They were Enoch and Noah. So here's a man that enjoyed close fellowship, close communion with God. It can be summed up like this. God was a pleasure to Enoch. Not too many Christians can be described like that today. God was a pleasure to Enoch, and Enoch, his life pleased God. And just think, brethren and sisters, of how special that relationship is. Think of how important, how precious that relationship is, walking with God. If we're honest, we don't value it as the Lord's people as we should. But I especially want you to see, I especially want you to learn tonight that you can walk with God in very evil days. Enoch gives us that example. Enoch gives us that challenge, and he gives us that encouragement as we read these few details that are recorded about his life. He walked with God, even in very evil days. And so did others. There are several examples of that in the scripture. Remember Daniel? Daniel walked with God, what a walk he had. And he did it even in the midst of wicked Babylon. Think of Joseph, how close he kept to the Lord. Even all of those years that he lived and was persecuted in idolatrous Egypt. And there are other examples that could be given. But the great lesson is this, brethren and sisters, be encouraged from it tonight. You can walk with God, even in very evil days. So I want you to be encouraged by that fact as you study the life of this man of God, Enoch. So don't make excuses for your carelessness, your coldness, your backslidings. Don't use the days in which we live as an argument for not having as close a walk with God as you ought. Because you learn from this man, one of the great lessons you learn from him, it's possible to walk with God even in the worst of times, the most wicked of days. So his walk. And I want you to think as well of his warning. If you look at verse 15, it says, it opens with the words, to execute judgment upon all. So as you think of Enoch and his life, I want you to see here's a man who warned his friends and his neighbours. And he warned them of coming judgment. The words, of course, refer in the first place to the flood. The flood came about 700 years after Enoch died. Remember, Enoch was saved when his son was born. At that time, Enoch was 65 years of age. And that is the time when he started the walk with God. His son, of course, was very famous in the Bible, called Methuselah. Methuselah holds the record for being the oldest person ever to live, 969 years in total. And the name that Enoch gave to his son at his birth is very instructive, because Methuselah means when he is dead, it shall come, or it shall be sent. That, of course, was a reference to the flood. In the name that Enoch gave to Methuselah, he was warning that generation of the flood, of the judgment that was to come. Do you remember the book of Hebrews says of Noah, he was warned of God of things not seen as yet. God warned Noah about the flood, and that's why he built the ark. But I want to point out that Enoch must have been foretold of the flood as well, and that was even before Noah. Enoch must have been foretold about the flood to give his child the name that he did, a name that contained such a warning. And what that indicates is Enoch believed God. When God told him, warned him, foretold him of that judgment that was to fall upon the earth, Enoch believed God, believed his word, believed the warning that God gave. So Enoch took that to heart, and he put it in the name of his son, and then he warned the people, even through the name of his son. He warned the people of his day, there's a terrible judgment that is coming. And he started that warning, and here's an instructive lesson for us too. He started that warning with his own family, with his own children. Don't you see that in the name? He wanted Methuselah, all the days that he lived, that very long life, he wanted him to remember. And everybody that spoke his name to remember that there's a judgment that is coming. So his warning, that was one of the ways, as well as his walk, here's one of the ways that he lived for God in dark days. He warned that generation. You think of the words of the prophet Ezekiel. He says, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. He's talking about souls that are lost, the wicked sinners. Here's the responsibility of the watchman. Warn them from me. Paul said to the Colossians, speaking about his ministry, he said, warning every man. Look at the breadth of it. So here, brethren and sisters, is the solemn responsibility for every believer, not just for Enoch, but for every believer. We're to warn others as well. of their eternal danger, the danger of their souls, the danger of those souls being lost. So I want to urge you, don't neglect that duty, that responsibility. Be busy for the Lord, and especially be busy in the winning of souls for Christ. The other thing that I'll emphasize as we think of how to live for God in dark days is his witness. Verse 14 of Jude says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these," saying, especially the words there, "he prophesied of these." So here we learn that Enoch was a man that was a witness. He was a man that spoke for God in the generation in which he lived. Remember that a Protestant is a person that is a witness. The word Protestant is the idea of being a witness for the truth. And that's what Enoch was. Enoch was one of the first Protestants. He was a witness for the Lord. He was a witness for the truth of God's word. And he was a witness for the truth of God's word in a dark and in a wicked society. You know, it's very interesting. It says in verse 14, he was the seventh from Adam. Do you ever realize that Adam was still alive? So he actually heard the witness of Enoch. He heard his preaching, his ministry. Often we don't realize that Enoch actually knew Adam. Their lives overlapped. So Enoch witnessed for the Lord. And that reminds you and I, brethren and sisters, the Savior said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me." So remember tonight, this is actually what our evil society needs more than anything else. Needs to hear the gospel. Needs to hear of Jesus Christ. Needs to hear of his redemption. Of the transformation that he can make in people's lives. So never lose sight of that, brethren and sisters. This is what our society, our generation needs. There's a work to be done in being a witness for Christ. But notice especially that Enoch witnessed to his generation about the second coming of Christ, because he declared, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints." So here's a man that wasn't afraid, or he wasn't ashamed, to proclaim that Jesus is coming again. We learn here that even way back then, way back in those early generations of the history of this world, even then, they were looking for the return of Christ. So brethren and sisters, this is a truth. The second coming of the Savior is a truth that has been proclaimed from the very beginning of time. You find that? We see that very clearly here in the words that Jude records of the life of Enoch. But consider this carefully. What was it that encouraged Enoch? What was it that encouraged him in that ungodly age in which he lived? It was this prospect, brethren and sisters, of the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to ponder that tonight. And in the dark days in which we live, days that, as we've said, will grow darker as the end of the age approaches, in the dark days in which we live, don't be downhearted. Because remember, all the events that you see are the fulfillment of the prophetical scriptures, and they're a reminder of this glorious truth, that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And remember that Enoch's life pleased the Lord. The book of Hebrews says, the one verse about Enoch that we didn't read tonight, the book of Hebrews says that before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. And one thing in his life that pleased the Lord was his witness to the second coming of Christ. So as you think of Enoch and the example that he sets, be encouraged to study and also to proclaim to others the return, the coming again of our Savior. And let me close just by emphasizing this to you tonight. The name Enoch, I've told you already the meaning of the name of Methuselah. Well, the name Enoch means dedicated. and how significant that is as you think of his life and character as a whole. What that name teaches us is that despite the ungodly days, he lived a life totally dedicated to God. And brethren and sisters, that sums it up for us tonight, the message from this man's life. It sums up for us how to live for the Lord in the dark days in which we are found. So I pray the Lord will bless to all of your heart these few thoughts this evening. We're very